spoken version of the Share Maestro Market Report. Full article. Omnicom closes 1.1% below its 52-week high, while advertising agency peers slip. Omnicom's weekly advance kept the stock near the top of its yearly range, but the move came on light turnover and an undecided expectancy read. Research brief. Omnicom Group rose 2.7% in the week ended 14 August, to close at $87.57, just 1.1% below its 52-week high of $88.55. The stock outperformed a weak U.S. advertising agencies group, where the average weekly return was negative 2.0%, but volume at 10.3 million shares was only 0.6 times the 13-week average. Share Maestro's read is balanced. The trend backdrop is active. Market dynamics and relative strength are positive, but activity pressure has not produced a fresh buy signal, and expectancy remains undecided at 49.94%. Key points. 1. OMC gained 2.7% on the week, taking its 4-week return to 7.1% and its 12-week return to 18.1%. 2. The $87.57 close sits 14.2% above the weekly trend line of $76.68 and 11.0% above Share Maestro fair value of $78.87. 3. Volume was light at 10.3 million shares, equal to 0.6 times the 13-week average and 0.5 times the 52-week average. 4. The stock beat its U.S. advertising agency's industry, which averaged a negative 2.0% weekly return, while sector momentum in U.S. communication services was positive at 1.4%. 5. Risk is centered on thin participation near the range high, with 13-week volatility at 4.2%, and the stock already in the 95.8% position of its 52-week range. Price action stays constructive near the top of the range. Omnicom Group finished the week at $87.57, up 2.7%, putting the global marketing and communications company within 1.1% of its 52-week high. The move adds to a 7.1% 4-week gain and an 18.1% 12-week advance, leaving the stock in the 95.8% position of its yearly range between $64.98 and $88.55. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 3-week active streak and 25 active weeks across the past 52. Price is 14.2% above the trend line and 11.0% above Share Maestro fair value, which supports the current momentum read, but also raises the importance of confirmation because the stock is no longer trading from a discounted position. Sector context is supportive, but the industry split is uneven. Within U.S. communication services, Omnicom ranked in the upper portion of the peer set at the 70.8th percentile by weekly performance among 244 names. The broader sector gained 1.4% on the week and 4.4% over 4 weeks, although breadth is mixed. 49.0% of sector names have active weekly trends and only 30.0% show positive relative strength. The industry comparison is more favorable. U.S. advertising agencies fell 2.0% on average for the week, while Omnicom gained 2.7%. Industry trend breadth is firmer at 61.3%, and market dynamics breadth is positive at 54.8%. But relative strength breadth remains limited at 32.3%. That places Omnicom among the better quality large cap reads in a group where participation is still selective. Market dynamics improve, but volume does not confirm the move. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 0.86 and relative strength at 2.63. The recent change in relative strength is meaningful after negative readings in late June and July, and the stock now shows positive market dynamics and positive relative strength alongside its active trend state. The weaker part of the setup is participation. Latest volume was 10.3 million shares, well below the 13-week average of 18.1 million, and the 52-week average of 21.0 million. The prior week's 8.3% rise also came on below-average turnover, at 14.4 million shares. So the advance has been price-led rather than volume-led. That is not a bearish signal by itself, but it leaves the rally more exposed to a fade if buyers do not broaden out. Risk and what to watch next. The return profile is balanced rather than one-way. Over the past 26 weeks, Omnicom has finished higher in 14 weeks and lower in 12, with recent weekly volatility at 4.2%, below the 52-week base of 4.8%. Average positive weeks have been 3.9%, compared with an average negative week of minus 3.1%. But sharp losses still account for 11.5% of the recent distribution. The next test is whether the stock can stay near the $88.55 high without volume support weakening further. A sustained close near the high with stronger turnover would improve confirmation. A slip back toward the fair value area around $78.87 or toward the trend line at $76.68 would test whether the recent three-week trend activation has deeper backing. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.